CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It is indeed the Casper Radio Show. Good morning, everyone. So nice to see you. No, it's not. I'm lying because I can't. But I've had some beautiful pills from Dis-Chem, and I think I can see you. Yeah? Look at you there. People, we got a wonderful show today because we've got one of our old beginning teammates. But he was beginning a teammate with you, eh, Bernard?
Yeah.
And then he was my personal assistant. So he was like forced into the radio show, and then
he just left.
No, my career went for a U-turn. I went painting. He didn't have any fucking thing to do anymore.
So he left.
So he said goodbye, Johannesburg. I'm back to the city lights of Standerton, and here he is, Hannes van Oudtshoorn van Rede.
Yes, I'm middle-aged now. I'm a bit... I've turned 30, so it's all down.
Really? Is it middle-aged? 30?
30 is middle-aged.
Voel dan ek verby.
Yeah, sorry.
Ek bejaard.
Jermaine, jy het hem nog nooit ontmoet, nie, het jy?
Ja, is het dan net so vinnig, hier buiten?
Ja.
Ja, maar ek bedoel soos in... Ja, ek bedoel soos in...
Voor jy nie, nog nie.
No, so that you joined later. It's like, it's a mesh of time in my mind. I don't know when to when. But now we're all together.
Together again.
So sensitive.
Ah. No, it's a moment. It is a wonderful moment. Let me just get my bearings. I've come to sit down. Have we got music here this morning? Yeah. So we got a WhatsApp line as well. And that number is what? Gannis?
The WhatsApp number is 0797482090.
That's right. And you just write your name with us. With that. For us.
Yeah, so we can know who's...
Yeah, but ons kry nie die nommerkie en ons... Oh, ons... Ek wil... Trou met Charmaine, dan sit in jou naam by nie en dan weet ons nie wie die fok
het. Ja, ons het hier een boodskap van 666.
Nee, ons wil trou met Casper.
Well, I'm not marrying Khan. I'm not marrying Khan. And Bernard, are you excited, my darling?
For what?
For flying to New York.
No. No, I'm very excited.
So this time next week, we will be on air and we will be saying you are in the air.
In the air.
Man, to New York.
Not halfway yet.
Don't shout the whole mic down.
Hy's hard in my gezicht, sorry.
It's okay.
It's excitement. It's excitement.
It's excitement.
It's excitement.
And then you're going to arrive when in New York?
Saturday morning, 8:30.
Jesus. Yes, like, would you look. And so you're going to fly to Dubai?
Yeah, and I said, 8 hours op Dubai.
What can we do? Have people been in Dubai, on Dubai's airport? What can we do there?
Yeah, between 8:30 at night and 2:30 in the morning.
Is there massage with happy ending? What do they have there? We want to know that now from Dubai people.
Weet jy wat simpel? Dat daar nie movies op Dubai airport is nie. Dit is die perfekte tydverdryf. Denk julle nie?
Ja, en hoe lang het jy weer gesê? Ek was nou nie...
8 ure.
Sit jy daar so?
8 ure moet ek daar sit.
Ek suppose daar is wifi, so jy kan ietsie stream seker.
Vir 8 ure?
Ja, dit is een beetje lang. Nee. Ek onthou, ons het een keer, ek en Casper het een keer op Perth in die lughawe gesit vir 6 ure. Fokke, dit was baie lang geweest. Dit was baie, baie, baie lang
maar, geweest. Maar, nou is het 6 ure, jy één Casper. Ek is 8 ure.
Alleen.
Alleen.
Maybe you get lucky. Look at the opportunities. Gaan shop. Misschien het hulle amazing nail polish daar wat jy nodig het.
Ja, misschien kan jy... misschien kan jy bietjie special time in die badkamer gaan hê of iets.
What did they say on the sex show earlier? May is what?
May is masturbation month.
Okay. Yeah. Skommel maand.
Ja, skommel maand. When you say skommel, it's very Cape... Cape Townian, and then there's that Adam Small, se gedig, wat gesê, die Here het geskommel. And I go like this.
Yeah.
First person to ever say, referring to the Lord masturbating.
Yeah, so.
Die Here het geskommel.
So he was talking about, you know, this cultural stuff. So let me not go into all that.
No, that's beautiful.
Really, you know.
This is the Casper Radio Show. It's live. If you're not live, you're listening on the podcast. We've got a wonderful show today. We've got David Dennis from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. He is such a wonderful actor. He does this so well. Then we got Mr. and Miss Sexy Dance. We're starting off our sexiness again today.
Dusties.
Yes, because we had a sort of a... it was like a...
Fuck up.
Yeah, what do you call it when you when a man... as a man can come nie?
I can not come nie.
Yeah, maar wat is daar woord?
A jammerte.
Ja, a jammerte.
Dat was a jammerte met die models van Bas. Want hulle het al mooi begin en toe... Fizzle the 12 Mickey 8. I was very disappointed in that.
Yeah, I love the case in.
Yeah, but also the they were gearing up for a party and prizes, and they, it all fiddled away. Fizzled away.
But it must be a South African cultural thing because Americans would have gone for it.
Of course.
But South Africans.
Yeah.
Not so much.
So now we're going to try this new Mr. and Miss Sexy Dance. Is that a word from Borat or something? Sexy Dance.
Yeah, sexy time.
Just no.
Oh, it's a sexy time. Time.
Sexy time.
Oh, he's so good. Where is he? What happened to him? I haven't heard from him.
I don't know, and I don't fucking care.
Really, you don't?
I don't care about him.
Why not?
Because he's not in my life. But with the sexy dances, sexy Mr. Dance, sexy Mrs. Dance.
I see somebody walk.
Not Mrs. Dance. Mrs. Dance, what do you Miss Dance. Who's that? Do you
so
think
what,
it's
is,
him?
What is the purpose of the sexy dance?
We must get aroused.
Ah.
Yeah. I can't. But that, it looks like Mr. Sexy has walked again. In, but I can't see his face. His back is nice.
He's faceless.
See, honest, this is where I just stop because it's going to sound like I'm perving. You know,
but
and
you
I
are.
Just leave the perving to
we
the
aren't
boys.
Pervy.
Nothing wrong with
I can't tip a shaman.
Still
I get your gesien last with the strippers.
And two?
Die fucking.
How was that?
Die koperkapel was in jou fucking lede, lende.
Was liever a koper? I don't know. It's like more ebony. You know.
Okay. Well, if you want to go strictly on color, then maybe a swart fucking wrinkles. Listen.
Swart.
Yeah.
I have got a show tonight at Atterbury Theatre in Pretoria and tomorrow night. I know. But that's why he's back.
Oh, yay for Hannes.
To help me. Hannes is helping me. But I also have a show because I thought I can't do this pre-recordings anymore. I'm going to do a show and have a show tonight. I'm going to do it. I can do it. So I had an gesprek with Martin Bester on Jacaranda, but it was pre-recorded as well, so I fluked a bit, and then
this was funny.
They kept it on record, so I've got it here. So shall we listen to me fluking?
Yes. Okay. Is that part of the fluking that they're gonna hear in the show?
No, well, they played a more censored version for Jacaranda's listeners, but they put the fluke one as a podcast. You see, we are leading there, Cliff Central. We are leading with fucking podcasts where people can listen to what they want to listen. Now, even Jacaranda is putting this filth on the internet.
Filth.
So if you can just plug my show for tonight while I'm looking for that file.
Okay. Wil jy beginne met Cassie se show
vir nee, nee, asseblief. Asseblief doen jy dit wat want jy ken hom so goed.
Oh my god, where did that come from?
Jy ken hom se show goed, jy het hom so paar keer gesien al.
What the fuck het dit nou vandaan gekom? Jy is daarom nou een bykie halfstarrig hier langs my. Nee, ons vriendskap werk is so nie. Wat het jy gesê, wanneer is het vanavond? 8:00 in Atterbury Theater. En wat nog, Cassie? Hannes?
En ons morgen aand ook een show. So hulle kan nie net vanavond kom kyk nie, maar sommer morgen aand ook.
Is daar het daarop volgende aand ook?
2 aande in een rij by die Atterbury.
En dan 3 Augustus.
Waar?
Ook by die Atomwerry, het is die verlenging.
Waar gaan die show, Shemaine?
Nee, wacht.
Sy dinge aan te vijf, ja.
Praat van verlenging, jylle rek het nou bykie uit.
Kassie,
ek wil net sê, ek kry nie die faal nie, en soos president Zuma sal sê...
Jyrr! Yes, sis!
That was gonna come off too.
Yeah, I'm gonna look for it. I think talk amongst yourself. Why don't you tell them about the fucking choir?
Nee, maar jy het nou nie die ding in my
Praat van oor die tennis, ek wil het gaan kyk.
Okay. Ek het ook gesien het wys.
Ek gaan nou nie vinnig, hè?
Vanessa!
Okay, kom ek gauw die tennis or die tenure, Icon Theatrical is proud look. To be returning.
Okay, wait. But now don't do it with more emotion.
Oh my God, this is so full of emotion. Moet ek nog praten, was jy besig? Moet ek nog aangaan? Okay, so this time, direct from Europe, with the tenors live in concert, the show will run on the Mandela stage from May the 3rd. Dit is nou van 2 dagen geleden af al,
ja.
To May the 21st.
Do you like tenors? I love that voice, that high timbre. Nesodorma.
But you can sing.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
No. I'm just giving you the it's high and nice, beautiful. No, it's not. That's bass. We don't want bass. We want the tenor.
Okay, so anyway, so there are some tenors, and they are already running, and it's on the Mandela stage. And the show will continue until May the 21st this year. So let me plug this as they've got it here. The Tenors Live in Concert will be on the Mandela stage 3rd May to May the 21st.
Guess yay! I'm going to try to be there. I'm going to pink a traan weg.
Aww.
Because I like those voices.
I do too.
Ek wil ook gaan kyk, maar dit hou op voor ek terug is.
Well, we so can't wait for you, Bernard.
Nee, maar dit is al klaar aan. So ons kan hierdie week gaan kyk.
Well, I can't anymore. You can.
Okay, terwyl jylle sy huis moet les uitsort, the shows are from Wednesday to Friday at 8 p.m., 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Saturdays.
Oh, you see.
And 2 p.m. on Sundays.
That's the one I want to see, 2 p.m. Right. on Sunday.
Tickets from $180 to $350.
Jesus.
And that you can
not
get
that
this.
Not that much, eh?
No, it's not that much. These people come from where? Europe? I mean, come on, you can fork out $350.
Fork out, man. Fork out.
Okay, so get info from joburgtheatre.com for the ou mense, www.ou
mense, as jy luister, fork off. Listen, I found the file. So thank you for this
awesomeness
thing. Now we're going to listen to my uncensored gesprek. With Martin Best about my show, and then we're going to continue again. Okay, so are you ready?
Steady.
Let's go.
Wat een plezier en een voorreg om weer eens Martin Best Drive te verwelkom, dames en heren, sinds en tot gezien en eerste, Casper de Vries.
Martin Best bier. Het is lekker om je weer te zien. Jij lijkt me zo hoeboe, maar ter die recht.
Dit is precies waarom ik voor Wapering gegaan volgens.
Oeh, want ik wil jou elke keer tegen je zien.
Ik wil vandaag voor die hobo look gaan.
Baie mooi.
Dank je, jij lijkt fantastisch.
Baie dank je, ik ga ook voor die hobo look, maar ongelukkig niet expres.
Ja, ons nieuwe klerenreeks hobo chic.
Ja.
Daar is iets daar.
Daar is absoluut nou te kry by Ellerine.
Ellerine. When last. Nice. Absoluut so.
Wat is dit dan?
Hierdie ding, mikrofoon.
Want ek met ons sit soos die ou tannie wat ry. Sorry.
En natuurlijk, die movie was cult.
Ja.
Legendarische, amazing movie.
Movie was,
ek weet niet
of het is met Poes, wat is sy naam? Oh man,
hy is ook nou in een nieuwe reeks, When We Rise.
die selle ou. Ek
sien die naam.
Jeffrey Alpers goed nie. Google actors Priscilla Queen of the Desert.
Yeah, the younger one. He was in Memento as well, and he was in L.A. Confidential. And I can say now,
come around.
You've found a fucking forget.
Come around.
I should know his name. In my, hoe kom ken ek sy naam? Wat gaan aan?
Ons gaan nou by my kom. Maar groot tendens op die oomblik is two things. Firstly, to remake classic movies. And also, die ander ding is om movies te vat en seker my boeke ook dan maar en musicals daarvan te maak.
Ja.
Soos Priscilla Queen of the Dead.
Well, it's the culprit is on its stage because the stage go to either the stage people go to either the back, what the fuck do you call it, the catalogue. The stage people go either to the catalogue of an artist and create a musical out of that,
yeah.
Of hulle vat nou a musical, of hulle vat a movie and mark a musical upon. So there's no, soos jy weet, Devil Wears Prada, Elton John, busy with that.
Nie alle movies sal werk as musicals, nie?
Yeah.
Silence of the Lambs, the musical. Ek
hoor het, nie ek wat kan werk. Daai. Papa Beans. Papa Beans. Ek kan dit nogal sien, dis 'n lekker nommer. Baie sexy, donker dag. Papa Beans.
Guy Pearce.
Guy Pearce, he's cock. Ja, yeah. Let me say. So,
So Silence of the Lambs, the movie, kan werk.
Yeah.
Wat is al nog gewees?
We can actually, I also hear a tune with mares with Silence of the Lambs. A whole meh, and then tap dancing.
But movies that not work is misschien niet like Psycho the Musical. Although it could, eh? Hoe kom ook mensen nooit horror musical for me?
Because a musical is happy at heart. So you can't leave the girl naked in the shower and then all of a sudden go into a tango. This is the tango of death. This is the tango of the end.
Yeah, it could work. I'm seeing it. Schuster movie.
Yes, it's real.
Panic Mechanic.
Panic Mechanic the musical. That would be fantastic. But they will run out of rhino poo very quickly because you got a lot to use.
Oh, brother. Luister.
Where art thou? What sort of movie is this though? Home Alone, the musical?
Oh, nee, wil dit nie. Gaat nie Home Alone.
Okay, Home Alone.
By the way...
What about Home Mo Alone?
Ja, Home Mo Alone, and then we can release it 8 May.
Ja! Woohoo!
Sê maar net.
But it's something else I wanted to say. Now, what about fucking Priscilla Queen of the Desert? Are we gonna go on with the review? Because I haven't finished, Martin.
Tell me more.
So, die initial rol van die jong oukie is gespeel deur Guy Pearce.
Yes.
Years and years ago. En ons jong oukie in hierdie Felicia. Wat is dit? Felicia. Die jong oukie in Queen of the Desert is Philip Schneider. Is fantastic. Really, I hou kaars vas, as ek daai woord mag gebruik.
Ja, vooral in een gay movie. Wordt op een kaars vastgehouden. Maar wat heb ik nou gezegd? Wat is je gunsteling lijn van Priscilla Queen of the Desert?
It's that tanpox one. Ach, tanpox. It's that tanpox one. But why don't you take your tampon and put it in a box and then light it? Put it in your box, you see.
Yes, yes.
That got a standing ovation the other night.
Is she ernstig?
The other night was by Morphe Star. That's a yikes. No, the people really enjoyed it, and everyone has just got a smile on their face and jumping.
Yeah.
What not jumping, you watch it, I can spring. You spring with a hurdle in your pop. Stem you not. Hey, get it, I can't even talk.
With a hurdle in your stop.
Cool, yeah.
Victoria Casper de Vries kom terug 3 en 4 Mei en ook 3 Augustus.
Nee, jou ma se poes is 3 en 4 Mei. 5 en 6 Mei. Kom kyk na my nuwe produksie Jou Ma se Poes en ander treffers op 3 en 4 Mei in die Attenbury. En dan my show Alive and Vrolik 5 en 6 Mei by Attenbury 8:00. So there you hear another musical coming to South Africa at the end of the year, that'll be Evita. Mana shamu papanina pachina pachina pat karambana la la la.
You let down your people every time.
Miskien het ek 'n bietjie harder sit, maar dit is baie
that's all they wanted. Not much to ask for.
That's better.
But in the end you could not deliver. Thank you for it, but you got it wrong.
Okay, so Charmaine, what about the tenors now? You've got more information about them, eh?
I do, about the tenors. Mm. You know, the tenors that they promise will mesmerize, you know, at the Joburg Theatre. Mm. So the tenors, it's a live production, and it's 12 guys, and they will take the audience on a musical roller coaster with outstanding vocal performances, and they display a stunning combination of virtuosity and style coupled with sheer musical prowess. Do you know
but
what
why
that
are we still talking about them?
Because we are punting them. But okay.
But why are we punting them? I don't know
because
them.
Because apparently this is going to be such an... And you don't know them. How many people know them? And that's why I'm giving some a little bit of information.
You are really absolutely
so, anyway, these tenors, they take you on an unforgettable musical journey, apparently, and from Italy to Ireland, Broadway to the West End. And some of the highlights, so I'm just scanning. West Side Story, Carmen, Simon.
Oh, God, I like Carmen, eh?
Yeah. Simon and Garfunkel, Billy Joel, The Beach Boys, that's also. Oh, The Rat Pack, that's really great. And Queen, which is always a winner, Tina Turner. But they say the tenor signature, Nessun Dorma.
Okay, well,
so
watch this.
Prepare to be mesmerized.
Oh, Nessun Dorma? Okay.
By the tenors.
What's this? This is not Nessun Dorma.
No, that's not it.
Nessun Dorma. Oh.
These are the Gregorian masters of hip hop.
So good.
Okay, I should have the off-skit and sit.
We were just starting to enjoy it.
This is Nessun Dorma. Let's have a little bit. Close your eyes.
Is it by these tenors?
No, I don't think so. This is by those tenors.
That's Pavarotti, isn't it?
Let me put both my earphones on.
Oppure a principessa della tua fredda
stanza. Hoe kan hy sy woorde leer nie? Nou sit hy klankies opmaak. Hier is die keer, man.
Yes, so wild.
Mama. Ons het lang klaas geskeer en geskinner.
Ons het baie lang klaas.
Bernard het nie so lang klaas geskeer nie. Daar is geen haar op hy bene nie.
Oeh.
Weet jy het? Nee,
rok ingekijk.
Nee, woolly stockings, my skat. Woolly stockings. Ek skeer glad nie my bene nie. Is te veel moeite.
Dan laat jy nou die kat in die sak.
Ja, die haar in die been.
Ja, die furry kat.
Kijk, ons het nie baie tyd nie. Ons het een minuut.
Ja, Susan, jy het langklaas geskinder, geef ons bietjie nuus, maar jy het nie baie tyd nie.
He's very chatty so now, that he's got his own show.
Nee, wat ons sal doen,
en dat ek vir 'n halwe minuut weer.
Ons begin nou met jou nuus, dan gaan ons stop vir Mr. Sexy Time, en dan gaan ons weer aan. Okay. So gooi ons met jou lekker nuus.
Ek gaan sommer 'n lekker nuus ingooi. So, ons allemaal hou van Will Young.
Totally.
The winner of Pop Idol.
Ja.
The first of Pop Idol ever.
So, Will Young het 'n paar dae terug gesê, hy is amazed dat daar nog nêrens 'n dick pic van hom op die internet is nie, want hy het al vir so baie mense sy cockpics gestuur.
Ernstig.
So duidelik is daar net nie 'n belangstelling in dit nie.
Ja.
48 uur later. Wees. To surface daar. To surface 'n monster.
Waar kan ons hierdie foto kry?
Ja, jy kan op Mamba Online gaan.
Ja.
En die hele artikel is daar en daar is 'n link
na wat jy die Tumblr site
not safe for work prentjie kan besigtig.
Laat ek dit gou intik.
That's a real marketing ploy.
Well,
that's nice.
That's hot.
Yeah, maar dis
I don't think it's hard.
Nee, dis hard. Dis hard in die hand. Dis hard handig.
Jelle, jelle. Hard, nee. I said hot.
Oh, hot. Dis hard ook.
Okay.
Maar daar's nie 'n gesig by nie, so dis nou daai van, is dit nou rarig? Nee. Maar ach, imagination is lieflik. Ja.
Honest, wat het jy gesê van Tom Brady?
Oh ja, ek het gehoor Tom Daly, 22 jaar.
Wie is Tom Brady dan?
Tom Brady must be someone of the Brady Bunch.
Okay. Nee, maar Tom Brady is
Oh, hy is die voetbalspeler.
Ja.
Dit weet ek nie, want ek weet niks.
Oh, Giselle se Brady.
Ja.
That gorgeous man.
He's gorgeous.
Giselle.
Giselle Bundchen.
Ek dacht Giselle Bundchen. Dat man.
Wie nou, Giselle wie? Is het Giselle Bundchen?
Bundchen, ja, haar man. Maar ons praat nou oor wie Daly?
Tom Daly. 22-year-old Tom Daly has announced that he will be getting married to his fiance, Dustin Lance Black, 42-year-old Dustin Lance Black, this weekend.
Lance Black is the English for swart wrinkles.
Lance Black.
Thank you for that.
Tom Daly and his swart wrinkles.
Useless information.
So are they gonna? Who's gonna wear the frock?
I suppose it's gonna be Dustin Lance.
Now we don't wear frocks. People always ask, "Wie van julle is nou die vroukie in die situasie?" But they're gonna both be in
frocks.
No,
Tom should be in a speedo.
Definitely.
You get the kilts. You know why
the
not?
The kilts.
Yes,
yeah.
They both wear a kilt
with no speedo.
I've got white
there
kilt.
There we go.
You've got it's a funny joke. Thank you for listening.
Got it.
White guilt.
White guilt.
So he's going to marry Lancelot. Sir Lancelot Black. Oh my Sir God. Lancelot what Black. Do you have to say about that, Betty?
Ag, is oulik. Ek sê so moes 'n fan oor hom nie. Almal freak uit oor hom en hy's cute en hy lyk my so muur. Tom Daly. Het jy al Ants gekyk? Die animation?
Ja.
Hy lyk my so van nou muurtjies.
Nee,
hy
doen nie.
Ek hou nie van hom nie.
En dan wil jy nie oor hom praat nie.
Nee.
You know, I don't know what Betty or Bernard. Who are you today? Are you Betty or you Bernard? So just let
me. Wie sien jy voor jou?
Fucking Bernard.
Fucking Bernard.
Jy's 'n mes. Jy's 'n mes. You've suddenly become hard and bitter.
Yeah, he has, hey. Like an old fucking Kempton Park butcher knife.
Since he has his own reality show coming up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Tutu.
So tell me more. Dan gee ons dan nou nuus wat nou...
Ja, nog lekker nuus.
Ja.
Die Tony Awards.
Wanneer is dit?
Yay!
Dit is in Juni.
O ja.
Ja. Maar die nominations is uit. En
ja, vertel wie is genomineerd.
Ek is so happy. Drie van die shows wat ek nou gaan kyk op Broadway, het 20 nominations onder hulle.
Dit gaan nie oor jou nie.
Dit gaan oor my.
Wie het nominasies?
Zeker Audra McDonald, nee. Sy is altyd genomineerd.
Wel, die show waar die meeste nominations gekry het is The Great Comet. Met Josh Groban.
Huh?
Ja.
It's the musical.
It's a musical.
Ken jy dit?
Ek wens ek het dit meer gelees daaroor voor ek geboek het, want dit is iets wat ek nie. Dit is iets wat ek sal wil beleef. Die hele theater is omgesit, hulle 1920s saloon create. So jy sit by 'n tafel en die hele show vind plaas om jou.
360.
So die waiters is eintlik die actors.
Dis cool.
En hulle bedien jou, en maar dan is dit actually die show. En ja, Josh Groban is daarin. So hy het 12 nominations gekry daai show, waarvan Josh Groban ook gekry vir Best Actor in a Musical.
Wow. Hier is een appear. Kom ons hoor gou 'n bietjie. Dis uit die Great Comet.
It's dawned on me suddenly.
Het hulle net 'n klaviertjie in die fokken ding. The Great Comet of 1812. So dit's 'n typies Broadway tipe van 'n, ja. Oh, so dit het baie Tonys
ja,
gekry. So they will definitely do bits from it on the Tony
night. Oh, ja, definitief, ja.
Yeah.
En dan kort op sy hakke met 10 nominations. Niemand anders nie as Hello Dolly,
Dolly.
Met Bette Midler.
Hello. En jy gaan dit sien.
Ek gaan dit sien.
En jy gaan dit dalk ontmoet.
Dalk. Ek het nou half opgegee hoop, maar...
Bid vir die Here.
Ek gaan nog bid.
Wat as daai tannie dit nog een keer gedoen het? Wat is haar naam?
Carol
Channing. Hello. Hello people, my name is Carol Channing and I'll be singing Hello Dolly.
Say was the original Dolly of Broadway, and then of course Barbara Streisand in the movie, and you're going to see Miss Bette
Midler.
Aren't you excited?
Inside, beyond excited. Inside the nomination for Best Actress. In David Hyde Pierce hy het Best Actor gekry ook.
Ja.
So, hulle Dolly het baie.
Ja.
En Dear Evan Hansen, die ander ene wat ek gaan kyk, is 'n nuwe musical. En hy het ook baie gekry. En Ben Platt het ook 'n nomination gekry vir Best Actor in 'n musical.
Maar weet jy wat ek gelees het, nè? En ek weet nie of jy dit eers weet nie. Maar hulle sê dat Hello Dolly het, hy is by die Schubert Theater, I think, hy het alle records gebreek vir pre-booking.
Ja.
In die wêreld se ever se Hello Dolly ever, Hello Dolly ever.
Ek toe die bookings oopgaan, het ek geboek en letterlik 'n week na ek geboek het, toe dit uitverkoop. Ek dink dit is vir 4 maande vooruit.
Gaan jy nie Book of Mormon kyk nie? Is dit nie nog op nie of is dit al voldoen?
Ek oorweeg dit. Ek het nog die Sondag aand oop. Want die Sondagmiddag kyk ek iets en die Sondag aand het ek oop wat ek wil iets kyk. So ek dink ek wil Book of Mormon kyk. Yeah. Ja, want ek wou Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, maar die reviews is baie sleg.
Oh.
Ja.
What a shame.
Ja, hulle sê dit is...
Is die chocolate bitter?
Dit is baie bitter. Ja.
70% is cocoa solids. Mm.
Ja, toe hy is nou van my lysie af.
Ja. Wel, ons het nou daarop getouch, dat ek net weer sê, terwyl ons oor musicals praat, Evita kom die einde van die jaar with the... incredible director Hal Prince from Broadway Sydney, where he's going to direct it for us here in South Africa. I mean, it's amazing. That's going to be fantastic. En watter jy gaan Lulu en die Boksembende, wat die fuck is hy ding se naam?
Ek weet nie wat die fuck gaan praat nie.
Ek gaan Kinky Boots.
Ja, ek gaan Kinky Boots kyk. Ek gaan Wicked kyk.
Oh, jy gaan het
gegeven. Ek gaan Miss Saigon kyk.
Oh, you're gonna be gone.
Ek gaan Hello Dolly obviously kyk. En dan Dear Evan Hansen. En dan The Drag Queens of Comedy.
Bernard, yes. When you come back, you can come and have some food at my house. Because it sounds like you'll be out of pocket.
I'm already out of pocket.
Jy kan maar kom
kan ek die week voor ek gaan ook gaan?
Ja.
Dis vrek duur.
Jy kan na die tyd kom.
Dis baie duur. Sal
vir jou brood hou.
Dis baie duur. My goedkoopste kaartjie vir Broadway is R1,800.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dis die goedkoopste ene.
Nou, what?
En dan waar is
hulle, Hello Dolly was R3,500 gewees.
Waar sit jy dan? Waar is jou seats?
Hello Dolly, R3,500, ek sit op jou balkon.
3?
Maar ek sit, nee, ek sit voor op jou balkon.
R3,000?
R3,500.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Ja, maar dis die moeite werd.
I applaud you.
Maar dan, 'n laaste tikkie nuus. Het ek nog 'n sekond oor.
Jy het nog een kont oor.
Een kont, ek wil oor 'n kont praat. Britney the Musical gaan kom. Why? Nou wil ek net een vraagie vra, ek hoop hulle gaan live sing in die musical.
Nee, hulle is natuurlik alles mime.
Ek hou van Britse musiek. Dis sy het 'n paar nice hits en is lekker dansie en alles, maar fok, as jy R4000 'n kaartjie vra, sing live.
Exactly. Ekskuus tog oom, wat gaan nie aan? Ek probeer my kerstkaart.
Ja, so dit gaan gebeur.
Want she's not gonna be in it.
Nee, ek dink dit gaan met haar musiek wees.
Dan gaan hulle hopelik live.
En dis die director en producer van Kinky Boots wat dit gaan doen.
Ja,
daar's hoop, want hy's 'n goeie director.
Ja, hy's goed. Hy's aan die gemime toe.
Maar ja, ons sal maar sien of daar's wat die storielyn wees. Ek weet nie.
Wat sê kan maar oor dat
Ja,
Vrijder trash.
Maar we gaan het de timeline wees van alle muziekvideo's. So Schoolgirl, waar daar sit in die tijd om wens. En
ja, so
en
cool.
En then we said it again en al die.
Hannes, het jy ondertussen, ek sien jy het, maar ek wil net weer bevestig, die Anthony Anamatouk. Hoe spreek my sit eind?
Anamatouk. Dit klink bekend, wees dit, dit is die man.
Ja, ja, ja.
The impersonator, yeah. It's Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's the, I watched Anthony Antemanek.
Ek weet ook nie.
Antemanek.
Well, he's got a show out now.
Yeah, the president show.
Ek het Anthony Antemanek altyd gepush, geplak.
He's the best.
Alec Baldwin likes a fucking kind teen wat Anthony doen.
Yes, he does the lip. Alec Baldwin, like, doen net die lip toe.
Hy doen net so'n lip, wat ek nie is verstaan nie. Maar anyway, so hierso is weer 'n tuisterkie van Anthony. En onthou nou, donderdag aande is hy op Comedy Central. Of, I don't know, in South Africa Comedy, Central Africa, did they do broadcast it? They must, because it's
they
a Comedy
must,
Central
but
show.
But I don't think it's the same day.
Maybe it's the next day, maybe it's today.
Let's see.
But here he is with Melania, the fake Melania and the fake Donald.
What did you think? This is going to be fun? Now, Melania, let me tell you. So, we'll get back into that, but I want to tell you something very important about Melania. Melania, we had the plagiarism. And we took Michelle Obama's speech. Now, first off, we did not take Michelle Obama's speech. We took Sparkle Pony's speech, okay? We loved the inspiring message of My Little Pony. And it was the brony vote that put us over the edge. It was the bronies. We mobilized more bronies in every part of the United States. We mobilized every brony and we had them show. We had furries. We had bronies. We had diapers. We had the people who wear diapers, the baby people. We had baby makes wet and mess. That's someone who shits and pisses in their diapers. We had baby makes mess, which is just pissing in the diaper. Then we had baby likes comfort. Baby likes comfort. It's just they like to wear a diaper, but they go to the bathroom like a normal person. And let me tell you. And Melania came up, and Melania, she gave this incredible speech. And everybody ripped her apart, and I was very angry. I beat Melania very hard that night. And I, well, excuse me. You know what? Normally she has to sleep in a dog bed in the hallway. And now I let her sleep at the foot of the bed, and I kick her off in the middle of the night. But my beautiful wife, come on, look at her. Look at those legs. Look at her. Look at that. Come up here, baby. Look at this. Rotate around. Look at that body. You can't purchase that, but you can. She's the... Turn around, baby. You're waving at nothing. She was the freshest one out of the shipping container. No bruises. Look at the mouth. Look at the gait. Look at that. Isn't that wonderful? Look at that jaw. Unbelievable. All right, baby. Talk, but don't talk too long.
Hello. Hello.
Doctor.
Hello. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Shamil, Schlemazel, Hassel Pfeffer, Incorporated. We're going to do it. Give us any chance, we'll take it. Read us any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true, doing it our way. As long as we leave, it's you and me, baby. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch. Thank you.
Now it's time for our new segment, but it's very soft. Wait a minute. Oh, good. Shake it, Chloe. So we're going to call this Mr. and Miss Sexy Dance. Sexy Dance. Rian, hi. Wait. Hello, Rian.
Hi, gaan dit daar?
Lekker.
Dankie, nou is ek aan.
Is aan en jy het twee dansers by jou.
Yes, dit is Alana en Jonathan.
How's it?
Hello. So you know what we're doing here. We want to have fun on the radio show. But you can't actually see dancing on a radio show. So there we ran into trouble. So what we're going to do is we're going to go Facebook Live when we do the section so that Ooh. Our listeners can watch it.
All right.
Okay. So that will do every time we have this competition going. So you are the first to do this. And what kind of dancing do you do normally? Are you a professional dancer or what do you do? Alana?
Yes. Currently I'm a pole dancer and a burlesque dancer as well.
Oh, nice. Like burlesque. Yes. Okay. Unfortunately, no poles here.
No poles,
but we got an Hungarian. And you, are you also a model or a dancer? Or?
Well, I'm new at this. And, you know, I just happened to have danced. I just happened to have joined the hottest group in South Africa. So pressure on. But Rihanna is teaching me a hell of a lot.
So Jonathan, we're actually breaking his virginity today.
Really?
I started teaching him, so he's doing his very, very first performance ever.
Oh my God, aren't you nervous?
I'm extremely nervous.
Don't be nervous. If it looks cuck, I'm going to stop you and say go again.
Okay. Pull their pants off again.
Oh yeah, really? Oh yeah. No, okay, so it's fun with a capital F. And then, Bernard, if you can do me a favor, and when they dance, if you can Facebook Live it for us.
And hashtag it Will Young.
Yes, the monster. The pole dancer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a tune while we all get out there, because it's in a different room of the studio where you can have freedom to dance. You see, it's lekker. And so... do you want to go last or first?
I'll go first.
To break the virgin ice.
Just get it on.
As I say, if I don't like it, then she can dance and you can dance again.
And if you really like it, then you're going to dance again.
She can dance and you can dance again if I like it. No, joke. No, okay, we'll get you going first. You're going to go on Tainted Love. You're going to dance.
That's it.
Now, I'm going to just make sure that you can hear outside, because you, otherwise you're not going to be able to get the groove.
Lovely.
So I'm going to sort that out. So you can go so long. I'm going to play a bit of music. You can tell me I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Palesa, will you help him? Palesa.
Palesa.
Oh, she's not fucking paying attention to me. Palesa! There you go. She was on the earphones. Okay, so this I must take off. Bernard, please help me. I'm going to play the music now, just to make sure that they hear it outside. Okay, so I'll play your Tainted Love, so you can get the groove, and then if you're happy with that, then we'll start again. Okay, are you right with that? Okay, but you can still sit and talk to me if you want to. Or do you want to go sit in the toilet and prepare? Okay, so let's see if we can get his Tainted Love. And Bernard, you can start recording, Bernard, because we need people to join. So we never know when they join, so they can start now. Tainted Love is hopefully going to play. Very soft. Can he hear? What does he say then?
Here we go.
You can hear, eh?
Ooh.
Okay, well, start, cut. Don't start yet, eh? Because I must watch. So you can hear. It looked very nice what you did. But now I'm going to... okay, are we on Facebook? Okay, people, are you on Facebook van die Casper Radio Show, hoor? Ga na die Casper Radio Show Facebook, dan kom het live op. Can I do it on Instagram as well? No, I can't, because maybe I can. Okay, so, everyone ready? What's his name again?
Jonathan,
are you ready? He says he's ready.
Here we go, Jonathan, baby.
Time.
Oh, wait, Jonathan, here we go.
I want to go out there. back to it.
Okay, so you can go out and prepare so long.
Sure.
Let's get Jonathan in and hear what he has to say, what it feel like for him. And then I'm going to do the same. I'm going to do a test with you. And if you're happy, I'm going to redo it. Okay. That was nice, Rian.
Thank you. Yeah, Jonathan's practicing really hard, Casper.
He has been. And that way that T-shirt went, I just love it. I'm sitting myself it. Here with a bit of a tainted brook. that was nice, man.
Nice, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Have a seat, boy.
Thank you.
How did it feel? Your first show ever.
Feels absolutely amazing.
And then this is like the cold, sterile world of a studio.
Yeah.
Imagine in front of Randy Gulls.
I love it.
That was fantastic.
So well done. Well done, boy. Well done.
You're number one of our contestants, Mr. Sexy Dance.
The very first one.
The very first one ever.
Yes, Jonathan.
Okay, let me go and just see where is the song. Can you hear the song, my darling? Can you? She can.
We're in business.
Okay. Because it's very important that they hear. They can't because they're outside. You see, people. Yes. So, Bernard, if you're ready, you can go for the Facebook Live. And good luck. Here we go.
Our beautiful redhead, Alana.
Alana.
Drive around at the partition, please. Drive her all at the partition, please. I don't need you seeing your thing on her knees. Took 45 minutes to get all dressed up. We don't make it to this club. Now my left car running red lipstick smudge. Oh, he's so horny, yeah, he went too far. He fucked on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He's monocolor whiskey all on my gown. Water daddy, daddy didn't bring the towel. Oh, baby, baby, be better, slow it down. Took 45 minutes to get all dressed up.
She's actually upside down.
Yay.
Nice, yummy.
Alana, come in,
yeah,
come in. That was so great. So, this was our first, well, contestants, I want to say, but our first members of the Mr. and Miss Sexy Dance Club.
That's correct.
Yes. Well done.
Amazing.
You were upside down and
inside out.
That's great. That looks. Are you exhausted?
Always. If you give your best, you're always exhausted.
You're right, eh?
Well done.
Yeah. Well very, done, very you
thank
nice.
You so much.
It was so great having you here. Please have. Wait so that we can have a little picture taken. But Rian, and I will like eerst be aware, I want to hear from you. Ik wil bij jou horen. How do people now enter? How do they contact you? Because they must enter through you. I know that sounds vulgar, but they must.
Well, all they have to do is find our website, which is www.odysseyentertainment.co.za. All the information is on there. They can send me an email, and then we will have a little mini audition to get them ready and then bring them to your show, sir.
Oh, fabulous.
And I think it's worth mentioning that after a little while of us doing this, we're going to have a main group of all of them together, all the contestants that have been here. And I think we should do a little routine with all of them at the end of the year.
We will definitely have a party.
Yes.
There is no doubt. We will have a party.
All night.
With everyone, and we'll have groups and just, no, not sex, but groups dancing and individuals and just a party, nice party with our listeners and our dancers.
And our staff, your staff, of course.
If they want to come.
Obligation.
I actually want them all for myself. No, the staff can come as well. So I'm going to say that's fine. The staff can fucking come if they really have to.
They really have to.
So, okay. So, but remember now, it's every week. Every and
every
each week. Especially in May, I'm here every week. So we're going to do it.
Before you go on tour again.
And then I'll go away a little bit to tour, and then I'm back again, and we continue and continue as it's going to get better and better and more enjoyable as time goes on. But we'll see everyone back again.
Awesome.
So it's not as if we're not going to see you again. We're going to see everyone back again with our big party, and then we'll have fun. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you very much, Casper.
It's back to where it belongs. It's titillating.
Yes. Classy, sexy, and just entertaining.
That's what we need. We need affirmation of being alive.
Beautiful. So when are we seeing your solo, Casper?
I am still practicing. Working on my penis. We are enlarging it for this special... No, I can't do it. Imagine. I have to... lose about 65 kilograms. I do have rhythm, Rian.
I know. I remember.
You know,
I struggle to keep up with you in Dom Dom Duomini.
Dom Dom Duomini. But I can just watch now. I can't do it anymore. What is a nice song that you like, a dance song?
Definitely Billie Jean from Michael Jackson.
Billie Jean is not my child. I've got Billy Joel is not my child. Billie Jean, okay, here I go, the Michael Jackson. So I'll play this, and we will say goodbye to you with Michael. Michael, come.
Oh, beautiful. Woo! Thanks, woo! Gus. Woo!
Thank you. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you so much.
Love it.
Thanks, Alana.
Thanks, guys.
Did you like this, people?
I did. I enjoyed it. I really did. I think she's very flexible.
Yeah.
And she's very confident.
And Bernard, you?
It was fun.
Made
it was a lot of fun.
Lovely viewing.
I think it's nice to have that aspect back again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That Biggie. And.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could take some lessons from her, though. So, while Casper is making like he's smiling. Okay, we just had a moment.
Ek sal my rug breek as ek daai split oor die stoel moet doen.
Yeah, but you'll take it slowly, won't you?
Ek dacht jy sê jy sal Jonathan se rug breek.
Did it work?
I mean...
Jonathan is yummy. Sê vir my, Hannes.
Hallo.
Was jy al weg toe ons begin het met die Kalmans?
Ek was weg, ja.
Did you miss anything?
Oh,
ja,
I missed.
Sjeman het uit die studio uitgehardloop.
Was my vier doop.
En moes jy jou vier gaan blus?
Daai bos het gebrand.
Maar daai ou was nog ons rof.
Die brandende bos. Sjeman in die brandende bos.
Ja, but Duncan urged him
I think
to do
they
it.
Just did that to shock me. You know, I'm a modest girl from...
Of course you are.
You know, I'm a Cape Flats and Karoo. So, what am I going to do? You know.
Now, listen, I've got a little... game here. I always have little games. It's silly, but it's funny. Okay? So, I'm going to give you your vagina name. Are you okay with that? Sometimes we read these things. Remember, we always have this, your name begins with this and your name begins with that. So I have a vagina list.
I'm just. I'm looking at
Hannah's list. Net as you think you've heard all, then there's a vagina list. I
don't know if we're support here going to get anyway.
Yeah! We're going to get Shemaine.
I thought you just named it yourself. Why does someone else have to name it?
I don't know. It's like you go on like your first name letter and then they give the vagina a name.
What is yours called, Shemaine?
Shemaine.
Shemaine.
Shemaine. Shemaine. Shemaine.
Now, come on, you guys. I blush so much.
The Shemaine, and as it will drop, does it Shemaine.
The first letter of your first name is?
S, man. S.
And the first letter of your last name is?
First letter of my last B. Of my last name, or you're my surname.
Of your last name, so that's surname, I suppose. H. Do you think it's that?
Okay, so what do you want? You want my maiden one, or you want this one? I use this one.
Furmaker is your pussy's name.
That's a good
Furmaker. Bernard, yes, beer.
The bike is the bike.
Oh, my
Furmakers.
God, it's funny.
Furmaker.
Yours is loose.
Loose. And next up, loose. That makes us a Chinese dancer with ping pong balls.
Hannes?
Roos.
Ha van Oudshoorn. Wat so
ja,
is het oor?
Doen maar die vee.
Vee?
Ha en een vee. Dit gaan...
Oeh, fishy rabbit.
I'm serving fishy realness.
fishy rabbit. And I am big rabbit. Yeah,
beet rabbit.
Big rabbit.
Oh, big rabbit. Like beet.
And you're not beet, the beet rabbit. The huge, humongous rabbit. Groot haas. That's what ek is. Groot haas.
I think you just made that bullshit up.
I didn't. I promise you. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to put it and I'm going to paste it. And everyone's going to see that I did not lie. Oh, I forgot to tell you some gay news, Banner. Mm. There is now a book out by Harper's about a gay black Father Christmas and his white male boyfriend.
Jy sien, ek is nie 'n groot leser nie, maar ek sal dit nogals geniet, denk ek.
Jy sal die prentjies kyk.
Ek sal prentjies kyk.
Jy kan prentjies kyk, want hulle prentjies.
Is that based on...
So hy gaan dan sy wit lover se skoorsteen binne.
Okay, so that's not based on Swarte Piet, huh?
Nou, Swarte Piet is a bit of a...
Is that clean?
Turkswijkie, Tamalekie, wat noem is dit?
Tamalekie is fine.
Because it comes from colonial times.
Okay.
But it's horrible, actually. It's Dutch custom. So you got this black guy.
Yeah, he's a bit of a slave, isn't he?
He's a slave for Father Christmas, but he's played by a white in blackface. So it's like totally fucked up.
Yeah, no, they're having to revise the Swarte Piet
culture. Daar is nog 'n oulike boek uit nou. Jy ken vir Bruce Little.
Bruce J. Little.
Ja. Hy het vir jare getoer met 'n show, Little Poof.
Oh.
En hy het nou 'n boek uitgebring met al die
wat?
Die monologues van die shows. En dis How Monologues is die boek se naam.
Maar jy lees dis, nie. Hoe
weet jy dit? Want ek ken hom en ek die boek gekoop en ek gaan hom nou lees.
Is Bruce deel van ons land?
Ja.
Wow.
Ja.
Ek dog is iemand van Amerika.
Nee, hy is hier. Nee, hy is hier.
Fantasties.
Hy is baie keer op Jonty se show.
Oor seks?
Ja.
Oh my goodness.
Ja.
Is van my baie verkeerd.
Die info wat julle twee share is just so intimate. How do you know he doesn't read?
He said so. He said he's only looking at porn and looking at porn.
ek het nie dit gesê nie. Alhoewel het waar is, maar ek het nie gesê nie.
Well. Today is the 5th of May. What is that? It's Freedom Day. Why? Why, Bernard? You, wat jy nie die fucking lees nie.
Fucking weet nie.
Europa. Is bevry.
In 1945.
5
Mei.
Deur wie?
5 Mei.
deur die Amerikaners en die Russe.
Oh,
because Hitler committed suicide just a couple of days ago in 1945. Now they stormed into Berlin. This is now the big day of peace. Everywhere in Europe, they have ceremonies, and the Queen book, and the Prince Philip comes for concert. And it's a big, big, big day.
So, allegedly, he committed suicide.
Where's the body?
Oh, where's the
conspiracy
body?
Theories?
Where's that body?
So what do you think? He's an old man in Paraguay?
No, well, you know what? I don't know, but I think he's probably dead by now. But where is the body? Where was the body?
They burnt it, my darling. They burned it.
It's easy to say.
If I may, I think Elvis lives also.
Nee, it's not so mal.
But didn't he burn himself?
But I can...
No, he can't burn himself.
No, but
I can see that those motherfuckers did that. No. He shot himself and Eva, he asked Goebbels and all those people to put petrol on him and burn him.
Well, that's what... Because Eddie Izzard says, and Hitler ended up in a ditch... Covered in petrol, on fire.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. It's Goebbels.
I have my thoughts.
Oh, please, Shemaine, grow up.
Serious. No,
what the fuck is next? is the earth flat?
That's for a different show.
No, this is... Yeah, it is a different show, hey? Like, thank God I can have my own thoughts, but I will not close my
beyond ears and mind.
And
eyes.
Yeah, beyond... Yeah, you come a lack of luck too.
I play live for you.
People, we are losing listeners now. Eh?
Okay. Yes, we are.
Bernard, do you know about Chechen now?
Yeah.
Don't you? Our people are being murdered and slaughtered. Ek weet
van dit, maar jy het gesê jy gaan oor praat.
So didn't you go look up? Okay, we must say a little prayer for Chechen.
Yeah.
They are burning and murdering the gays. Mm. They are telling the parents to kill the gays.
Ja, dis sick.
Oh, nou weet jy skielik.
Ek dink ek weet nie.
Oh.
For fuck's sakes.
How do parents know they have gay sons?
How are they gonna fix that?
No, but that's the typical thing where they say if it's effeminate, then you put him aside and say, listen, rock straight or fuck off.
Hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. That's what I mean. It's that typical thing. Yes. What did you want to tell me, Hannes?
No, I just heard they have like concentration camps for the boys.
That's
to go
the
into.
Start always. That's the start.
Yeah.
And there's a fire that has died.
And then it goes to them, I suppose, the gas chambers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Angela Merkel het vir Putin oor die kop gerasper hieroor. But I don't think he listened to her.
No.
So I don't know what's going on with Putin. It's all very mysterious there.
But remember, this thing has been going on for a long time, homophobia in Russia. People just don't talk much about it. But
now the Chechens have got the guts to sort of make it policy. That is so wrong. And those Chechens should be dragged by their bull hairs through the streets of Chechenia. there's a song called Fai Akutemanak Alaba, Hannes, which I love so much. It's what is it called in English?
It has no English name. It's called Fajakakcha Alaba.
It actually means I love my little dog. I kid you not.
Cass Stevens.
There's some lyrics here as well, but it's also the lyrics are like...
But can you play it for us? Because our special guest is nearly here. Okay. So let's listen to this dog thing while we wait for Mr. David Dennis.
It's very short. It's very short.
How short is it?
It's like 52 seconds. Oh,
okay.
50 seconds.
That's enough for us.
Fáj a kutyának a lába, megütötte a szalmába, ördög vigye a szalmáját, mély bántotta kutyám lábát. Fáj a kutyámnak a háta, megütötte oláfáta, ördög vigye oláfátát, mi bántotta kutyám hátát. Fáj a kutyámnak a hasa, megütötte törökbasa, ördög vigye törökbasát, mi bántotta kutyám hasát. Fáj a kutyámnak a farka, oda csípte ajtósarka, ördög vigye ajtósarkát, mi csípte meg kutyám farkát.
I thought it's Shemaine. It sounded like Shemaine, who went religious in a church and became Sy is praat in tale. Maar ek kan toch.
Hey man, ek sê nou net, Hannes remind me aan iemand.
Ek weet nie hoe voel ek oor die eerste ene nie.
Nee, maar aan twee mense ter
stelle. Smaak my.
Van Jan Smits?
Ja, is het Jan Smits of Jan Spies?
Dat is die baarkie. Dat is die baarkie van Jan Smits.
En Vincent van Gogh.
Ja!
Ja, definitief.
Maar ek het nog al my oore.
Good for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, dames en heren, it is my big pleasure to invite to you to listen to our special, extra special guest, which we will announce with
Extra Special
Sting, Mr. David Dennis.
Yay! Yay!
Thank you for being here. And why can't I hear you? Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Oh, I know what's going on. David, we've got a fuck up. Wait. You are on him. Let's say, get Palesa, come help.
I'm on no one.
Palesa, come help. We got a technical problem, ladies and gentlemen. We got Sir David Dennis in the studio, and we can't... Is that him? We can't get him on air. This is like one of the most embarrassing moments ever in the history of embarrassments.
It's fine, Kasper. I was just lip syncing.
Thanks for
so
that.
Well.
Welcome to the show, and may I say, what a magnificent show you are in. Priscilla, Queen of the Desserts. It is lovely, lovely, lovely.
Thank you so much. And you've seen it on opening night and...
And again.
And again the other night. We took pictures, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
And I'm coming again and again. I really enjoy... This is the kind of... I don't know why it's maybe my culture, who I am, but it's like the heart of who I am is this. And the feeling of that.
Mm.
You know, the music, the characters, the language, it's just like heaven.
Yeah. Well, that's the catch line, isn't it? The tag to the whole show is that, you know, journey to the heart of fabulous. I think it's a really apt description. Because the show really has a lot of heart.
It has.
And it's got a lot of fabulosity as well. Tell me about the sequins and the feathers and
it looks beautiful, yeah. It's like wave upon wave of sparkles.
It's a real sort of what who left the cake out in the rain is one of the songs. I mean, yes. This is one hell of a big wedding cake of a musical. Not quite in the Bugs, what's it, the Berkeley movies, you know, those kind
of those follies.
Yeah, with the staircases turning and the ship on curtains. No, we haven't got money for it. It's all in the flat, thank God.
Yeah.
It's good, but there's enough high heels to keep us uplifted.
There was so.
Yeah. That's stunning.
Do you want to say anything to David before I launch?
Me?
Yeah, you have seen the show. You haven't seen it.
A moment of prayer, perhaps.
Brilliant. I'm also going again on Sunday and on Wednesday. And
in Cape Town, we had people coming 4 or 5 times. Yeah. I mean, coming back to see the show 4 or 5 times. Let me just rephrase that.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the realm of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yeah. Well, we had naked dancers here just now, so we also came twice. Right. And then you came.
Well, that's lovely.
Mm. David, you know Charmaine, he's like royalty.
Prolific.
Yes.
I.
But he's not, if I say David Dennis in Johannesburg, people go, but in Cape Town he's like, he's royalty. So okay. Why aren't you that well known in Johannesburg?
Because I came here too late, maybe. You know, I started off, you and I are more or less contemporaries. Yes. You were in Stellenbosch, I was in at UCT.
UCT, yeah.
And at college before that.
But you were very much taking over the Cape already then.
You know, I had some really great support from people like Diane Wilson, a lot of other people, those contemporaries, Martinez Basson.
Yes.
You know, they Martinez actually gave me my first big role, so to speak, in some of the challenging sort of absurdist works we did then. Alfred Jarry and Ionesco and all those kind of French absurdist blokes. So I had the great pleasure to work with him when he started off as a director, and with a lot of other very fabulous actors and in the company, which was then K-Pab,
Craig.
Remember that? That's Craig. That long time ago.
Feels like
another era.
It does. It's another
era. Now it's called Arts Cape, and that's where we've just been playing for 4 or 5 weeks with Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I know you started it there. how lucky they were, the Bloody Kryptonians. But now we are lucky enough to have you people here. But you also, I spoke to Martin Bester the other day, and I gave a glowing a review, an account, or whatever, of the show, Priscilla. And he said, David Dennis, he is like the ultimate. He was the ultimate riffraff and the ultimate Frankenfurter. Did you play both?
Yeah, you know, what's it, about 20-something, almost 30 years ago when it first came here? It was the first musical, actually, talking about musical theatre in history, that was allowed on our stages in South Africa, that we, you know, with the sanctions and the cultural boycott was lifted. And again, it also opened at the Artscape. Well, then it was the Nicomelan. Mm. And we played packed out season, and then played for a very long time. What, 8 months up here in the Victory Theatre?
I think I saw you.
And the first 8 months I did Riff Raff. And then later on, when the show shifted and the casting sort of was reshuffled, I took over as Frankenfurter on the return season.
I want to know something, because it's a stupid question, but it's something I want to know. Of the two, which one is the most enjoyable to do?
You know, I love playing Riff Raff. Because I kind of, not really essay, that's Richard O'Brien's territory, but I was the first sort of South African riffraff, and we did a very different look at and reading, and it was quite by accident. My dear friend Sandy Schultz played Magenta, and in, excuse me, it's all that heavy smoking and drinking after the show. she was playing Magenta opposite me in the sort of, in the first season, and in the time warp, the wig somehow came off. That iconic Richard O'Brien look with the bald head and the blonde hair. That kind of got ripped off by the Columbia character. And the director, Chris Malcolm, British director, said, leave the wig off. And after the show, he said, after the rehearsal, he said, put a white streak in your hair. And that kind of look was born for Riff Raff, which we then perpetuated in the seasons following.
It's always by accident that the greatest things happen.
Yeah.
I can't remember, because 20 years is a lot for me.
Really?
I can't remember whether I saw you as Riff Raff and or Frankenfurter. I think I saw you as Frankenfurter. No, maybe. Who was your Frankenfurter when you were Riff Raff?
Jeremy Crutchley.
I saw that one. So I saw your Riff Raff.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're talking about remembering 20 years ago. I can't remember what happened at breakfast.
Yes. Yes, it's how time flies, eh? Oh, my goodness. So with the musicals you've done so far, did you do the MC for Cabaret or not?
Because no, that's one thing I did miss.
You would be perfect, eh?
Ach, you know, can't cry over spilt whatever.
Yeah, spilt vodka. Yeah. But maybe you can still do it. You can still do it.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, I mean, I'm not a 12-and-a-half-year-old anymore, so I'm
no,
you know,
no,
I'm
but that guy, that character
boundaries.
Is an old German cabaret artist,
yeah,
so
exactly.
You can. He's not young.
And age would work well with that character, actually.
Absolutely. Mm. Have you seen Cabaret? Well, was it here, Bernard?
I've seen a South African production of it, but the previous one
didn't come here.
With Samantha Pio.
And Charles Yuan.
No. That was the recent one. I didn't see that one. No.
Actually, that was done twice. He did it some years ago at the Fugard Theatre in Cape Town, and then recently they redid it with Charles Johan playing
it. Yes, I know that, but they didn't come here, am I right?
No.
It we would have, like Rocky Horror, come here, but it didn't. And that's, I'm just trying to say, bring it here with David Dennis, the MC.
But first, before you do that, come and see Priscilla Queen of the Desert.
And see it over and over and over again. Now, I saw the original Australian guy who then went on to the West End and went on to Broadway.
Tony Sheldon.
Yeah. And I found his interpretation moving and interesting, but I did not recognize you, David. You were gone. Completely gone. The voice that you use. Where the hell is that voice?
You know what helps, actually, is that corset. Hell, you women get to... I don't know
how.
I remember my grandmother and having to pull those stays.
Suffer elders.
But this is kind of built up with the breasts and the hip rolls so that it gets much more of an hourglass, you know, we're middle-aged, only just. So, you know, there's a bit of stuff that's got to be packed away there. Mind you, I've lost a good bit of weight in the show.
I can imagine.
So, the stays, the metal sort of bracing and the whatnot, the ties all hold your traditional way of breathing as an actor. All this lower lung stuff gets compromised a little bit, so you sit up here in the clavicular area. So it makes it a lot easier to find that high quality.
Yeah. But what is so fascinating and fantastic is that it is not a male going falsetto at all. It's a voice that's somewhere below falsetto and higher than a male. It's not in that difficult area.
Yeah, you know, when people start to do that old Edith Evans,
it's not that at all.
Not that. So it is, it's in my upper register, it's right in the head.
And you sing in that as well.
Yeah, director said to me, can you take away the bass baritone? No, you got to go to that sort of light, airy sort of quality.
That's
a challenge for sound, huh?
Big challenge. And for you as well, and you do it. Because I listened again when I came to see the second time to you singing, and I thought, yes, this must be difficult for you, because it's not really a voice you can, you know,
it's not a belt. It's
belt a belt in. Voice, yeah. No. Yeah.
And the but air up there. Here is so thin. Jeez, it's hard.
It's different here.
When you're tired and running around and dancing to try and get that diaphragm still so you can do all that lovely, soft, pianissimo sort of stuff.
Yeah.
For the purists, the musical purists.
It sounds like old hags talking cock, but it's really better in Cape Town. You do have more oxygen. And you feel it when you're on stage. When you jump up and down, I can do it. Here you go. You know? Now, Priscilla was created from the movie. Do you know the background? How did Showmax get hold of it? Why are we fortunate to have it in South Africa?
You mean Showtime?
Showmax.
Yeah, Showtime.
Showmax, fuck you. Showtime.
Welcome, Showtime. Yeah, I kind of got onto the story quite late in the process of getting the auditions done last year. And I received a message saying, you know, with interest, availability, auditions happening, would you be, you know, interested in coming to meet some of the creative people? And they said, when I indicated that I would, they said, can you come in 2 hours' time? So I was completely unprepared. And then a couple of days later, that was the Wednesday afternoon, the Friday, we had a dance call. Had no high heel shoes, because I just don't have any in stock. No. And by Sunday afternoon, I got a message from the dear and lovely and wonderful Hazel Feldman to say that the Australians wanted me to know if I would accept a contract.
Okay, so they had to cure you.
They were here for the audition.
Okay, they to make sure it is a good representation of the musical.
And, you know, they wanted a particular combination between the three boys. We've got that wonderful young talent in Philip Schnepler.
Yes.
Daniel Bass, who people will have heard from other musicals that he's done. An equally wonderful young cast. Again, now I'm with James Bork, because we're the old geezers of the show. So.
Yeah.
So that was the way I came to Priscilla. And I didn't quite believe it until the first day of rehearsals when I walked in and I actually saw the mock-up of the bus. And I said, okay, now this is real.
Because I never thought it would come here. I always thought, oh, why can't we have this in South Africa? It's never going to come here. And now here it is.
Yeah, I believe it's breaking barriers. Bit of a cult, you know, almost on the same kind of basis like a Rocky Horror, the dress-up cult, all of that. I didn't know.
This is Betty Bangles when he's in a dress.
Yeah, we had the great pleasure of meeting us.
And you are going to go in a dress, aren't you?
I'm not sure. Maybe when I come back from the States, I want to go in drag and maybe get another pick in drag with the bus.
Just take your wig off.
Yeah, because my wig is big.
You must have the wig.
But there's actually an announcement before the show starts.
Yeah,
take off all headgear and big wigs and yeah. But yeah, I take my hat off for you guys. I mean, I do it once a week for 45 minutes, my show, and I'm dead after.
Yeah, and this is
you do it for 2 hours
and twice
every
on
night.
Saturdays and twice on Sundays.
I'll die.
But you know what? What keeps the whole show? What keeps your energy is the joy and the passion, the happiness in the show.
Yeah,
that energy is infectious, and you just keep going. And when you get to interval, you think, okay, another hour, we'll get through this. You have a bit of a break, and I personally prefer not having a long break because it's rather let's just keep this thing going, keep that energy up.
Yeah, so otherwise you've got to re-oil your rudder again before you start. Yeah, you're right. I always wondered about that, but I see you've got a longer break. Once you've got a longer break and once you have a quick break, I think Saturdays you've got a longer break.
Yeah,
Exactly.
And that's going to happen tomorrow. Mm. Yeah, and then Sunday you're 3 and 6, or what?
3 and 6, yeah.
Fantastic.
No, Saturday's 3 and 8, and Sunday is 2 and 6.
Oh, that's big.
Because that's like old currency, hang on. Does anybody remember 2 and 6? What is that, like a sixpence?
Yeah, 2 and 6.
Remember.
Yeah, it was just, I was born already, but I don't know about that. And so, Hannes, have you seen the movie Priscilla, Queen of the Desert?
Yes, I've seen it. No, I haven't. No, I'm sorry.
No.
Hannes?
Sorry. No, I haven't.
Really?
Really, really large gap.
You've got... You put your culture to shame.
Yeah, I do.
You have to see it. And once you've seen that, you know how much you will enjoy this show. My darling, you're going to jump.
Well, I've seen most of the small clips and photographs and everything, and it's very, very, very enticing.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And it is so... it makes you happy, the show. But it is nice to see the movie first. Just to
I should
to
maybe,
see where it
yeah,
came
kinda
from.
Get the background and the context.
Because, help me if I'm wrong, it was ABBA in the movie, it was Kylie Minogue in the West End, and Madonna on Broadway that they honored. But you're back to Kylie now.
This is the Kylie version, as far as I understand it. And that great rock opera bit at the end with that Philip Schnitzler sings that Kylie medley.
Oh, yes.
Which musically I think is my favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
When he's all in the pink feathers, that iconic look of the Ayers Rock, where they're all in the three of them on top of Ayers Rock.
Yes.
It's such a brilliant piece of music and arrangement.
What did you say to me that's the song he's talking about?
Yeah, Confide in Me.
Confide in me.
The whole time I'm like sitting there and I know Philip and I'm so like proud of him for this role, and he's doing so well, and the whole song is like hitting all those notes. I'm like waiting for it, like just get through it, it was amazing.
Yeah, but he does it with such ease, though. You know, even with all our trials and tribulations with colds and chest and flu, and everybody's going through that.
But his role must be tiring, because everything is big. I mean, the character is big. His movement is big. I mean, he doesn't just get off a table. He does a split mid-air off the table.
In your run, what day do you feel it the most? Within your run, what day of the week do you feel it the most? The most
tired.
You know, I think probably when we get to Friday, you get that sense of apprehension. Wow. Okay. Right. Here
the
comes
weekend,
the But and then the great relief is the Sunday when you know, hey, it's a 6 o'clock show. We can be done by what, like 9 o'clock? Go out for dinner, have a couple
and
of
it's
drinks,
off for a while, like
and then it's sit back.
Did you struggle? Because I know how you work. I've worked with you, and you are a perfectionist. And so, did you suffer to do this part? Because,
you know,
to find what you found at the end, or was it a quick journey to that?
It was surprisingly easy in a way, but you know, with the direction and the coaxing from the choreographer, I didn't see anybody's version of this before I came
to it.
The only choice that the one thing I wanted to do was to do a faithful rendition of a woman. They wanted class, they wanted sophistication, and I wasn't going to do anything but the most faithful, dignified, respectful rendition of a transgender woman. This is based on a real person, and that story mattered to me. And the pictures on the set of the real Carlotta that Bernadette is based on, Richard Byron, Australian, he's now something like 73 years of age. And with utter respect to what he went through and the choices he made, that is what I based my entire...
Is Les Mis a... Les Gull. What, Les? I said Les Mis.
You'd be forgiven.
Les Gull. Is that an Australian thing?
Very famous troupe, actually. And it's weird coincidences. My aunt and family, who live in Australia 40, 50 plus years, remembered taking my grandparents to see Carlotta in Les Girls in Sydney some 20, 30 years ago. And they were a very famous troupe of female impersonators, but they were not drag artists.
Yeah.
That's the tension between, say, Philip Schnitzler's character, the more modern kind of thing of doing your own singing instead of lip-syncing, and not being the woman but being the guy in drag or the female. It's a whole different kind of shift in the whole drag. And the Les Girls were really a very popular
a night spot in Sydney, nightlife, and it was not just like a gay lifestyle thing, it was across the board. Very celebrated.
The first time I heard the word was in a Dire Straits song where they sang, Lay girls for cabaret, lay girls are glad to be gay. And I didn't know what the fuck was lay girls. Mm. Now, with this, I've realized what that was. So they sang about them. And your... How would you describe Daniel's character? He is... Well, he is gay, hey, but yeah. He made an error.
As he says, the mistake, you know, the one mistake that he did make was getting married and having a little boy. But, I mean, it all turns out really beautifully, that story.
It's beautiful. I cry.
And the little boy's, that little narrative at the end where he kind of just dismisses the whole thing about the fact, you know,
stunning.
Like, what's the other funny? Funny, ha ha, what's the other funny?
Yes.
Whereas we as adults come with all these kind of prejudices. Sometimes you see blokes sitting there with the arms full. I'm not going to clap. I'm not going to smile. I'm not going to laugh.
This is filthy.
Yeah. It's like somebody told me a story about they brought their father in or a family group came in. And the sort of older guy was sitting there with the family and sort of looking at him. After about 10 minutes, he kind of looked at his family and said, this is about gays. Wouldn't you have known that before you came? Well, I mean, that's not really. It's about any community. It's about, you know, when you look at some of the serious messages around prejudice. You were talking about Chechnya earlier. And it kind of just opens us to a different kind of perspective on prejudice.
I think on a wonderful level as well, because it's a mixed group watching, and I would assume it's predominantly straight people watching, but it is even inside the show interesting to hear how some people react, and I, for instance, don't react to something, and how I think straight people would react, like fuck off you faggot. Some people laugh at that. I think straight people find that funny
because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, because you know that is not supposed to...
It stands on the bus at some stage. And I
saw the movie, so I didn't see
it. Oh, you saw the movie, Hannes. She saw the movie.
Yeah, but I mean, it's an uncomfortable thing if you don't know what to do. Because you know that is not the way to go, but you don't know, you know, how to react to it. Because it's not... maybe part of your world. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're surrounded by a particular culture. If you're not, you still have your spaces where you're uncertain.
But that's where in the show they learn a lesson. Because they, and then not everyone's laughing, and then Daniel says it hurts every time still. And then they sort of, we learned something now.
But there's a nice balance in that scene that just precedes that when they go into that pub.
Yes.
And it's all very alien and strange, and these outback people, rural types, etc., and they bang into the scenario, walks these three queens, and Bernadette is in a dress. So it makes for great comedy, let's not mistake.
It's very funny.
And when they do that really famous line up your tampon and blow your box apart.
Yeah.
That line, wow, does that get the audience going? Now, you think that was like pretty misogynist, etc., misogynistic, but... what's the response there with the pub when Bernadette puts down Shirley, the sort of butch female character? They erupt with laughter, and the line is, go, Pufter!
Good.
So, you know, you've got that kind of celebration that juxtaposes the fuck off faggots thing.
Yeah. I can rhyme, this is in the bar he was just talking about. Go where the people, you can hear the flies. I wanna, this woman is so fantastic. What's her name again?
Candice.
Candice von Litzenberg.
Oh, she's funny.
So brilliant. I want to give it.
I want to get some. So this is before they enter. We got this drab old sandy bar in Australia. I want to go where the people. Do you recognize the song yet, Charmaine? Action! Oh, what a win! Big hit when we were young.
Oh, now I'm one of the so much to
give. Oh, how old are you then? Okay, here it comes. You will recognize it now. Yes, I'm on the disco round. Oh, love lovely. Love, love, lovely. We've got a section in the show called Stoff Poopies, which I must now go to. It's like golden oldies. And I want to ask Hannes, if you can go onto Wikipedia and just look up the history of the song The Gambler of...
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers. Oh. I'm not going to play the Kenny Rogers one, but we're going to talk about The Gambler. And I forgot to tell you that we're going to talk about The Gambler. So you're in a bit of a fucking mess now. You're going to quickly. So while I play The Sting... The Sting is... Yeah.
Stuff poopies, stuff poopies, stuff poopies fun day. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Ah, oh, nou is ek so lus om te eet. En jy, Shemaine?
Ek is altyd lus om te eet. En jy nie, ek het 'n lekker paar groot bou.
Sandwich Baron het nou die specials ook.
Ah, oh, heerlik.
Ah, we love them. And we thank them for their support. That's the only company still supporting the show. Do you know that? Everyone withdrew.
Oh. Thank you, Sandwich Baron. The journey, the start of the journey
it's
was
not,
rough.
It's,
but, yeah, yeah. You know, you stayed.
I don't
stayed.
Think it's because we use filthy fucking language or anything. I just think no one has got money.
Mm.
But they keep on supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we must talk now. Do you know
Loyalists.
The Gambler? The song. You gotta know when to hold on. Know when to fold on. Know when to walk away. We sing in quarters. That's beautiful. So tell us about The Gambler.
Well, apparently it's a song written by Don Schlitz.
Oh, bless Don Schlitz.
So it was recorded by several artists, but it seems that Kenny Rogers' version was the most... famous and prolific one of the lot.
He made it his own.
And so the song itself tells the story about a late night meeting on a train bound for nowhere.
Bound for nowhere, yeah.
Between
they also said that. Like Priscilla on the bus, that said nowhere.
Nowhere.
On the train, yeah.
So it's a meeting on a train bound for nowhere between the narrator and a man known only as the Gambler. Mm. The Gambler tells the narrator that he can... tell he is down on his luck out of aces by the look in his eyes and offers him advice in exchange for his last swallow of whiskey. After the gambler takes a drink and a cigarette,
oh, yeah.
He gives the following advice. You've got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them.
Know when to walk away.
Know
when
to run.
Yeah. Go on.
You never count
your
money
when you're sitting at the table.
There'll be time enough
for counting.
When
the dealing is done.
Yeah.
I just wanted to sort of, chant it.
It's always the best, actually, when Dolly Parton joins in.
Pardon me, I'm Dolly.
with a breasts and fantastic surgeries.
Well, I was at the Karoo Nationale Ku Klux Klan Fierce, and... There was a band at a restaurant, they sang The Gambler, and I, like now, irritatingly sang along all the time. And then I heard this version, which is I've never heard, and it actually works for me. Totally different than Connie Rogers, than Kenny Rogers.
Connie Rogers, yes.
Connie Rogers, for all your dyslexic people, with... Gathambler. No, here he is. Here is this group. Listen to this. This is quite interesting. I fucking hope it's The Gambler. Yeah, it is.
On a warm summer's evening, on the train.
That's a bit of reggae, man.
Uh-huh.
Up with The Gambler. Mm-hmm. We were both too tired to speak. So we took turns to stare at out the window at the darkness till Voro overtook us and he began to speak.
sun have made the light out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see your outer faces. For a taste of your whiskey, I give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. And then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold it, know when to fold it, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
You like this one, Shemay?
Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving
is knowing what to throw away
and knowing what to keep. Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser. And the best that you can hope for is to die
in your sleep.
And when he finishes speaking,
now can't the gambler do it?
Turn back toward
the window. I think he's dying now.
Crushed out a cigarette, faded out to sleep.
And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even.
But in his final words, I found an ace to die.
What are those words?
You got to know when to hold on,
know when to fold on, know when to walk away,
and know when to run.
You never count your money while sitting
at the table.
There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
We love this. Before we go on with David, there's another thing. It's a blast from the past. We all do this, David included. Mm-hmm. Let's play this.
Hi, welcome to this course on speaking Persian.
Okay.
Here are the sounds we have in Persian.
Yeah.
Please repeat after me.
Here we go.
I'll go slowly.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Ah.
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 B.
A.
I don't know. A.
Che.
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 A.
A.
Fe.
Che.
Ge.
Ge.
He.
He.
Hey, also.
Iman.
J.
J. Jy het maar baie klanke.
K.
K. Ons was nie al daar nie.
Le.
Ek le nou.
Le.
Le weer.
Nee.
Nee.
O.
O.
P.
Jy het maar alles.
Hy maak dit kak klanke, ek sweer.
Le.
He's messing with you.
Se.
Se.
Se wat?
She.
Share your love.
Tear
me apart.
Sounds like a country
voice.
We.
Le pehe.
Ze.
Oh, that's it. Oh, we're getting to the end of the alphabet.
I don't know.
And finally, the glottal sound. I'll say it again.
The glottal sound.
Here are some example words. The
is that gorilla?
Is orb.
You said the grotto sound. Grotto is like
water.
Sub.
Water.
Rouge.
Rouge.
Day.
What? What's he doing?
Shab.
Shab, yeah,
means
yeah.
Night.
Night.
Shab.
Chi. Means what? Adam.
Chi.
Chi.
Mean human. Alu. Plan.
Plan.
Pais. Autumn.
Autumn.
Khodar.
You think he's on something?
God.
Actually, you can classify it by anywhere.
And finally,
yeah.
A bit more complicated word.
Oh.
Prada Pardazi.
Huh?
What?
Information.
What was information this overload.
Yeah, you had to have stopped.
This is the Casper Show.
I was glad again, because I had to sleep.
Okay. 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 Okay.
What's the most difficult language you had to learn for a role?
Wow. Okay. I got a 48 hour. Jeez, I'm gonna try that backwards. 48
English.
Hour, yeah, backwards in English. At 48 hours notice, I was asked to do Malay.
Wow.
In a documentary drama a couple of years ago for the BBC called Krakatoa. And I was playing a political activist kind of villager type who's inciting people to riot against the Dutch, etc. Actually, the whole thing was around the whole Krakatoa. It was made after the tsunami a few years back.
Yeah.
And so they did this kind of retrospective documentary on the Krakatoa, which was the previous, the only recorded tsunami prior to that. And I literally had to learn this thing at 48 hours notice with phonetics.
And how is and that? Can you remember some of it?
Mananam lada puti merka. That's, I just remember that little phrase that comes out.
It's a beautiful rhythm.
Yeah, and it's and but you know what also came out of that? I remember I had to say something like about ganja. But all those lovely words that we've imported into Afrikaans, like pisang, blachang, ketchup, the American ketchup, ketchup, all of that comes from there.
So you recognize some of the words.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was great fun. And that was all about how they, the white man makes us carry the white pepper, the corns and whatnot to the boats and fill up, etc. So it's like getting the other workers all riled up. Mananam lada puti merka. Yeah, so it's just, you know, it's about musicality in the ear, even though I didn't know what I was saying. But fortunately, we happened to find somebody who could speak Malay.
Amazing.
And we could, you know, she told me what exactly it was that I was saying. And they didn't dub me.
And
it was used like that on
did
the,
you
on
read
movie.
The other day they said not Zac Efron, shame, Johnny Depp gets his words in his ear with a little earpiece. He's so lazy. So imagine you could have had that and someone could just have said
it would drive me bonkers.
You just wait.
Have somebody else talk. I've got enough voices in my head already.
Yeah.
Because when do you get time to get in touch with connecting with the words?
Yeah. Well, they don't. They learn how to just have the assistant talk in their ear.
How easy is it for you to learn words, though?
You know what? It's like riding a bicycle. You know, when your brain is used to doing that, getting into that exercise. I once did a thing, a stint on Rhythm City, playing a rather villainous character called Dr. Baltazar. They had dropped a scene on the scripts that they gave me the day before, so I had like a full page of a monologue, a text, just me talking. And they gave it to me just before the break. We had a 15-minute break.
Wow.
And I learned that speech while we were on a 15-minute break.
Oh, my God.
We did a camera blocking on set with the director. We did just a standard blocking and then followed by the cameras coming into studio because it's multicam. One camera rehearsal, and we shot it word perfect.
Wow. I also heard you speak Xhosa.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
Is that because you know the language or because you...
Because
you,
I grew up with it.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
I grew up in the Eastern Cape.
Oh, my God. I think that's when I started to crush on you.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm like such a fan. You can't believe it.
And Xhosa is such a beautiful language. I mean, I'm so privileged to be able, from a very young age, to have been able to speak an African language. So difficult with any language when you're older. Kids pick up languages fast. So quickly, accents and so on. Mm. It's like this Australian accent. I never thought I would get it.
That's my question was...
That's a difficult accent.
Have you had that in your arsenal? No, you had to now learn it.
Well, you know, family, 50 years in Australia. But again, you know, it's like South Africa. We think all South Africans speak in one particular way.
Yeah.
That's, you hear James Borthwick doing a very thick sort of outback accent.
Yes.
It's like, what a day in the matter.
Yeah.
Bernadette is something different. You know, it's city, it's... what they call, there's no class of that kind of status in Australia, so it's like educated Australian. So it has kind of English intonation, but it has a much more kind of cosmopolitan feel, almost like that mid-Atlantic thing that we get with American English. And it's much softer. And from west coast to east coast, north to south, all of these things differ.
Amazing. So did you have a coach?
We had one session with a lady, Leith, in Melbourne, by Skype. That's wonderful technology.
Oh, lekker, yeah.
Even audition with LA, you know, for Pixar and whatnot on Skype. You don't have to go anywhere these days. Just sit at home. I just did the performance there.
Dominion also?
Did you do the
auditions here?
Yeah, in South Africa. Okay. Kings and Prophets, all of them. And that's the fantastic thing. They come out here and make the movies here now. But we did one session with her, and she said, wow, that sounds grand. Fantastic. It's hard, and but musical people with a good ear, we can hear those cadences and rhythms. Mm. You slot into it. And having the Australians around, you know, when you've got people speaking like that around,
exactly.
It's easy.
That's
to pick it up.
When it helps. Yeah, when you're around it. But I thought it was absolutely fantastic. It's the best Bernadette I've seen, because you totally disappear. It's a totally new character. Sounds like a cliche, but there it happened. So I was ek het dit waar geneem. So I want people to go and watch Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. It's on until June, in the beginning of June, I think.
18th of June.
18th. So that means I can still go another 50 times. And Hannes, now you're going to go back to standard. And what you're missing now, man?
Yeah, but invite me up. And who knows?
Yeah. I think what you should do is we will WhatsApp each other until you've watched it on YouTube
I'm
or something.
Actually,
you must watch the
movie. Thought I was going to go back on Sunday and stream it at home. At
yes.
Least.
It's got Guy Pearce, remember him?
Yes, and
he's the young
Hugo
one.
Weaving also.
Yeah. He is called Tick, and then Bernadette.
Terrence Stamp.
Yeah.
He was, who was he, Superman's father or something, wasn't he?
No, that's Marlon Brando.
The voice of, in Smallville, wasn't it?
That could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I last saw him years ago in Far From the Madding Crowd playing Sergeant Troy, the swashbuckling cad. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, he appeared as Bernadette. He's a very fine actor, I think.
I
saw him.
Touch on something else. Mm. You did Disgrace, J.M. Coetzee's.
That's right.
But did you have any screen time with John Malkovich or not?
My only screen time was with John Malkovich.
Oh, was it?
Wow. I had two scenes, pivotal scenes, playing the girl's father. And so my first exposure was just into rehearsal with him, and I was just completely intimidated. You walk into this rehearsal room, there's John Malkovich. You know, the very interesting thing, Casper, because when I went for the audition the first time around, they said, no, you don't sound authentic, you know, you're not this kind of community, small town, George, Otanikwa, up that way, your accent's wrong, your look is completely wrong for the father. Go and study this community, come back with something more authentic. And then eventually the Australian director said, you know what, this thing's got to be released in Hollywood. They're not going to know that kind of detail.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about accents now in the Australian outback. So they went, they said, we looked at people, although we still don't think you're the right look, you know, what we had wanted, you're the one who has the most capabilities as an actor. So we're going to go with your look, go with your sound, and then they cast the daughter accordingly, etc., and the family.
Oh, fantastic.
And Denise Newman played my wife, second time that we played husband and wife.
So had you read the book before the movie or not?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
I actually watched the movie before the book, and I couldn't really get through the book because it has that very slow pace, but I know what they're doing. It's building that suspense of the forgotten part of the...
Mm.
But I just couldn't get through the book, but the movie was something... It was out of this world. It was so suspenseful and so... Because you don't really know what's going to happen until it happens.
Yeah.
It was just
It's quite
wonderful.
Intense. In a way, when I want to, I can read pretty fast. I think I got through that book in one day.
Oh, wow.
Yo!
Wow.
Because I was
and
determined.
It's a tough book to read.
It's tough. And it's quite bleak at the end of the day and kind of leaves you kind of quite bleak
That's
feeling.
That's JM for you.
Yeah.
He always does that. But, he just strips you to the core. You go like, ow.
Yeah, and translated well. I mean, I think the danger then, I don't know if you agree with me, Anis, is that it could have been easily a one-man show, that, as a movie.
It could have been, yeah.
Because it's really just so intensely his
solitude,
story. Interesting.
To build it off.
But you, actually, apart from being an avid reader, you also garden.
Yeah.
Which I like to do.
Especially vegetables. I had a beautiful vegetable garden. I had a bit of property next to my house. Millies, boinkies, kinds of things. I put there the pumpkins. I went mad. I just had such fun.
And then you eat it.
I should take pictures of my vegetables and garden as well.
I can't do that. I can't do my own vegetables. I just do flowers and they must look pretty. That's all I can do. But I also love to spend time with the flowers. That sounds a bit mad, but I do, and they whisper little sweet secrets. Nothings to me with their little petals. And you are also a lecturer in Johannesburg at AFTA.
That's right. Where do you pick up all of the stuff?
Well,
what's it, Google, Wikipedia?
All those places. Yeah, but yeah. I don't know what you teach.
You know, for 10 years, I actually, just close on 10 years, I taught at TUT in, it was Pretoria Technikon, then it changed to University of Technology.
But you, so you're always here. Why
1999 to 2007. So a lot of these new young musical theatre stars were all students of mine in that time, starting with Tamara Day, Brenda van Rijn, Kathy Specific. Those were my first year of students.
My goodness.
And he's running a really successful spot in Cape Town, 1969. Yeah. Saw a fantastic show there.
You never pay entry fee, huh, when you go there to his...
They probably don't even know who I am anymore. I think they still call me Sir, some of them. Mr. D. Now Mr. they call D. me Daddy D. So, yeah, up until that time. And then 2.5 years ago, I was invited to interview with the CEO of AFTA Johannesburg, well, the National AFTA Academy of Film, Television and Live Performance, and I was asked to be Live Performance head of school, actually. So I'm now an academic administrator, an accounting officer, an artistic director, all rolled
into
one.
Haven't you done any audiobooks?
I've done, actually, for SABC, I've done a couple of books, Moki Matkura's Africa's Greatest Entrepreneurs.
Great. Because you have
the Father Michael, you know, the priest, the Anglican priest who had his hands blown up with the letter bomb and his Lapsley, Father Michael Lapsley, I think it was. I did his book as well for SABC.
Wow.
He just got honored the other day. You know, they honored his contribution, but he's still very outspoken. Now he's outspoken about, you know, the way things are being done. So great.
I feel like such a fool because for years, up until now, I thought David was in Cape Town. But you were in Johannesburg all the time.
The longest time.
We could have visited. We didn't. I mean, I only saw you when we worked on Van der Waals Fault.
Van der Waals Fault, yeah. Wasn't that fun?
That was fun.
Oh, God, it was a good laugh.
But a big pity that the public didn't catch on to that because they could have made a second and third series.
Absolutely.
That was like Blackadder, South African... Blackadder, going back into the past.
Alan Committee.
And Alan, played Johannes, what's that character?
Johan van der Waals.
He played all the Johan van der Waals ancestry, and we were like playing characters throughout the ages. Mm. I was Jan van Riebeeck and Pierre Boeta, and Toby Cornier was in it, and you were in it, you were like chameleons running through it.
It was like I was the establishment man, and so that was my function, because you know, everybody has his kind of function to perform.
That's right.
Like comic formula. And you were one of the you played a couple of the guests' character spots, etc., like Pierre and and Toby played the kind of fall guy, pratfalling. So we all had our. Well, Alan played the sort of central title character, if you like. Yeah. Jimmy Borthwick was also in that. James Borthwick, who plays Bob. Wasn't he in it? I'm sure he was.
Was he Peter Tiff, maybe?
Yeah, man, in the very first the first episode.
Yeah, I wasn't in every episode, so I didn't. Yeah. I did only saw you in two episodes.
I think I also played Gandhi in that, in a napkin.
Gandhi
with hair on, and then he gets one hell of a shock from something, and then suddenly loses all his hair, and appears in a loincloth.
That was fantastic. Well, people go see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I can't urge you enough to go see it. It's such a wonderful. It's one of the top, Banner? Top productions
definitely,
ever.
Definitely.
With everything.
I sat there the whole show. I think I looked like a mom looking at the child at the primary school review or something. Like tapping and. Like this the whole time.
You are, eh? One sit like this, all the time. And then the songs. Well, what is the magic about this musical? Is you don't. It's like the Mamma Mia one as well. Is you know the songs, so you don't have to first adjust your ears to a Broadway melody or something. You know the songs. It's lekker and it's gay, so you just enjoy it and gooi it. Enjoy it and gooi it, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. It has been a privilege to see you again, David.
Thank you.
And I will see you on stage again.
You're very welcome.
I will. I will a couple of times.
I just wanted to remind. I was just reminded of something just before we wrap up.
No problem.
Somebody was listening, overheard an audience member leaving the show in Cape Town, and this big sort of rugby oak, built was saying a die show is gevaarlijk.
But it is, and in a good way. It is nice gevaarlijk. Any last words, thoughts, Hannes, Charmaine, Bernard?
Well, I just want to know, wouldn't you be taking it back to Cape Town? Because it was quite a short run, wasn't it?
Yeah, for you know, in the scheme of things, it seemed to be quite short. But again, I suppose the producers were a bit erring on the more cautious side, rather than opening it up to. Yeah, I think Cape Town was ready to extend.
Popular demand.
Absolutely.
It's a very Cape Town musical. I can just see. I want to see it in Cape Town as well. You know, I can feel it. I want to see it there. Have a party afterwards.
You're kind of made for Artscape, probably.
Yeah. The Artscape Theatre stage is bigger.
It feels wider, but the auditorium here is bigger. It's 2,000 seater. Artscape is 1,800 or something.
The
opera. But the stage seems much wider.
Yeah.
And you know, it's sort of this one is much more dense. It's like those, I think, based on the West End. Broadway kind of theatres.
Yeah, I mean that
those
theater,
wedges on the side, so you've got people sitting like right up there, three stories up, looking down at you, etc.
But that theatre was built for Lion King.
Yeah.
So it's got all that Broadway characteristics. Exactly. Yeah. Well, and Bernard, enjoy your holiday in
New York. Thanks.
And bring back all kinds of gossips about all the shows you saw. And Charmaine, what about you, my darling? Have you got something wonderful in Persian to say to us?
That's very convincing.
David, it was such a pleasure to meet you.
And pleasure's all mine, likewise.
Thank you.
So let us go west with the Priscilla Queen of the Desert cast. And let us hope they are going west. Oh, yeah, there they are. And this is one of the beautiful songs where they christen the bus. Salah. And we'll give you some a hurple in your stump when you listen to this. Goodbye, everyone. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
We will go our way together.
CliffCentral.com.